Hey traders, welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders, the show that cuts through the noise and helps you understand what really moves markets and what really makes money. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're stepping into the murky, fast-paced world of social media investing, the world of finfluencers, the world where I made $10,000 in a week, videos rack up millions of views, and self-proclaimed experts sell courses faster than they trade stocks. But behind the glamour, behind the hashtags like hashtag trading success and hashtag invest like a boss, lies a darker reality. Misinformation, market manipulation, and in some cases, full-blown fraud. Today's episode is different. It's not just opinion, it's an investigative dive. I had the chance to speak with Julia Tran, a former SEC compliance officer turned whistleblower. She's someone who's seen this world from the inside, and her perspective is going to open your eyes to just how deep the deception goes. So let's get into it. The rise of the finfluencer. Social media has made financial content more accessible than ever before. That's a good thing in theory. More people learning about money, investing, trading great. But the flip side? It's created a gold rush of misinformation. The loudest voices, not necessarily the most experienced, are gaining huge followings, pushing risky strategies, and cashing in on follower trust. Julia told me, "We're seeing influencers with absolutely no qualifications promoting speculative plays, penny stocks, altcoins, you name it." And the problem is their audiences don't know how to tell the difference between marketing and actual financial insight. She's right. Many of these viral investing success stories, they're highlight reels, not roadmaps. How I made money investing, the illusion of easy success. You've seen the videos. How I made $10,000 in 3 days trading options. Or Instagram captions like, retired at 27 thanks to crypto. Julia broke it down clearly. These posts are carefully curated to show only wins. What you're not seeing, the margin calls, the blown accounts, the 3 a.m. panic sells, the credit card debt funding those successes. One influencer she investigated posted a screenshot of a massive options win. Turns out it was a demo account, completely fake, just a marketing tool to push his $1,000 trading course. As Julia said, people don't post their losses. And if they're making more from selling courses or affiliate links than actual trading, they're not a trader, they're a salesperson. That's something we've got to remember. If someone's business model is built on you paying them, not them beating the market, question everything. The scams, what's really going on behind the posts? Let's talk schemes. Julia shared 4 major categories of finfluencer fraud that she and other investigators are tracking. 1, pump and dump rings. This one's old school, repackaged for TikTok. A group of influencers buys a low volume stock or altcoin. They start hyping it. Big moves coming. Don't miss out. Their followers pile in, and once the price spikes, they sell. Quietly, the price collapses. Followers are left with losses. Rinse and repeat. 2, fake screenshots and profits. It's disturbingly easy to fake PL screenshots, demo platforms, Photoshop, or showing a profitable trade while ignoring 5 losing ones. One guy used a trading simulator exclusively, Julia said. Never touched real capital, but was charging people for coaching. 3, undisclosed sponsorships. Influencers are legally required to disclose if they're being paid to promote something. Most don't. In the crypto space especially, coins or exchanges pay big money for positive plugs. You might think a recommendation is unbiased, but it's often a paid ad. 4, course funnels and high-ticket upsells. This is the business model for many. Go viral with a wild trade, then funnel followers into paid Discords, masterclasses, mentorships. Prices range from $97 to $5,000. But the content? Often recycled YouTube clips or generic advice you could find for free. Julia told me straight up, some of the biggest names make 10 times more from selling courses than they ever did from actual trading. Women in investing, empowerment or exploitation. Here's something I didn't expect and it hit hard. Julia pointed out that there's been a sharp rise in targeted scams against women investors. and they're disguised as empowerment. Finfluencers push the message, take control of your financial future. You don't need Wall Street, just this course. It's aspirational. It's emotional. It works. But behind that are shady forex schemes, MLM-style trading platforms, and unlicensed brokers offering guaranteed returns. It's weaponized encouragement, Julia said. They're preying on the desire for independence. We need more real voices of women in investing, women who share verified experience, not just a filtered lifestyle. Real-life stories of loss and wake-up calls. The most sobering part of my conversation with Julia, the personal stories. A 24-year-old lost $8,000, his entire savings, trying to replicate an option strategy he saw on TikTok. He didn't understand theta decay or expirations. A single mom got caught in a $150 per month Forex signals group. It guaranteed returns. She lost over $5,000 before realizing the trades were copy-pasted nonsense. A college student maxed out a credit card to join a mentorship program that promised financial freedom. The mentor ghosted the group after a month. This is the cost. Real people. Real money. Gone. What regulators are doing and why it's not enough. The SEC and FTC are trying. They've issued guidelines, filed lawsuits, sent cease and desists. But Julia was blunt, we're always behind. These influencers can spin up a new account in 24 hours. Enforcement is slow. The hype moves fast. That's why education matters more than ever. You have to know how to protect yourself, how to stay safe in a social media investing world. Here are the rules Julia swears by, and I absolutely agree. 1. Verify credentials. Don't just follow the person with the loudest voice. Look for actual qualifications, Series 65, CFA, real track records. 2. Beware the secret method, pitch. If someone claims to have cracked the market with a secret system, that's your red flag. Real strategies are often simple, slow, and require patience. 3. Watch for emotional triggers. If a post or video is triggering FOMO, urgency, or fear, it's probably manipulation. Trust your gut. 4. Look for real disclosures. Ask, is this sponsored? Where's the conflict of interest? If they're silent about it, that's telling. 5. Learn before you trade. Don't just mimic someone's trades. Learn why the strategy works. Start small. Risk management first. Want real insight? Start here. If you're tired of hype and hungry for education, check out the Crystal Ball Markets podcast, a beginner-friendly series on algorithmic trading, market structure, and trading psychology. No smoke and mirrors, just real tools, real insight. And when you're ready to trade on a platform that actually supports clarity and control, not chaos, explore crystalballmarkets.com. It's powerful, transparent, and built for traders who are in it for the long haul. Final thought. Look, I get it. The dream is appealing. Financial freedom. Work from anywhere. Trade your way to wealth. But real success doesn't come from copying influencers. It comes from education, discipline, and staying skeptical in a world full of noise. Influence is not expertise, Julia reminded me. And hype is not a strategy. If you're serious about trading, it's time to tune out the noise and tune into the truth. I'm Sophia, and this has been Financial Market Insights for Traders. Stay sharp, stay smart, and above all, stay honest with yourself. Until next time.